The Indian-Pakistani standoff continues. At a meeting of Asian leaders in Almaty, Kazakhstan today, Russian President Vladimir Putin was unable to get Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee to agree to meet directly with Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf. Musharraf did accept a new Putin proposal to go to Moscow for talks with Vajpayee, but Vajpayee is unlikely to agree until India's conditions for negotiations are met. NPR's Lauren Sheets was at the summit today, and he filed this report.
At today's plenary session in Almaty, only a few feet separated President Musharraf and Prime Minister Vajpayee as they sat around a large U-shaped table with the other heads of state. But their physical proximity did little to ease the explosive tensions between India and Pakistan. The two men didn't even acknowledge each other's presence in the ornate summit room. Both dedicated much of their speaking time to blaming the other side for the rising tensions. Prime Minister Vajpayee denounced Musharraf for what he said was the Pakistani president's failure to rein in militants.
On January 12, the president of Pakistan had publicly made two promises. One, that Pakistan will not allow its territory to be used to promote terrorism anywhere in the world. Two, that no organization will be allowed to indulge in terrorism in the name of Kashmir. We have seen in the following months that cross-border infiltration has increased.
Vajpayee did hold out some hope for a dialogue, but he said talks could only begin after the incursions by militants into Indian-held Kashmir ended. Vajpayee also criticized Pakistan for refusing to disavow the possible first use of its nuclear weapons. India says it retains its nuclear arsenal only as a deterrent and would use it only if attacked first. Musharraf tonight repeated his position that Pakistan wanted to see South Asia fully free of nuclear arms. But as long as both India and Pakistan possess nuclear weapons, Musharraf refused to categorically rule out their use. That position is usually explained by the fact that Pakistan, with its much smaller army, could not hope to win a conventional war with India. Musharraf said Pakistan did not want war, but was ready for one if it came.
For the past several months, tension along our borders with India and the line of control is high, stirring deep fears in South Asia and around the world over the real possibility of conflict. We do not want war. We will not initiate war. But if war is imposed on us, we will defend ourselves with the utmost resolution and determination.
And while Musharraf once again condemned terrorism in all its forms and denied Pakistan was harboring militant groups, Musharraf said India had sown the seeds of conflict in Kashmir by denying the Kashmiri people the right to self-determination.
The people of South Asia continue to pay a very heavy price for the refusal by India to resolve the Kashmir dispute in accordance with the relevant United Nations resolutions and the wishes of the Kashmiri people.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said the conflict between New Delhi and Islamabad posed a grave danger to the world. But Putin said he was encouraged by being able to meet separately with both Vajpayee and Musharraf after today's plenary session. Putin said he intended to continue trying to act as an intermediary. But for now, President Putin's efforts do not appear to have produced any concrete results. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Almaty, Kazakhstan.